God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see each and every one of you. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church as we take the music down. If you're listening to us on the radio, we welcome you as well. And thank you so much for tuning in this morning to the broadcast of First Church. If you're visiting with us today, we want to put out a special welcome to you. We thank you for your presence as well. And if you notice in your bulletin, third page, what I like to call the connection card is there. And one side says, we'd like to know. And if you would fill that out, and this is everyone, and especially visitors. And also, if you would turn this over and see what ministries we have available, and those who worship regularly, if you want to sign up for a ministry, that's where you would do it. And this tears off. And if you would put that in the offering basket as it passes by you later in the service, we would be ever so grateful. Everybody doing okay today?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a, well, first of all, and I know you don't get to individually experience this, but I couldn't make up my mind this morning on bulletin covers. And I loved each and every one of these. And so look at your neighbor or something and see what is out there. But anyway, it is not an accident. We did it on purpose. So as we talk about how to be a super, ultimate superwoman as far as Mary is concerned today. We have a special announcement, and I would like to invite Randy Eaton up. There he is. I thought I saw you walking up here. Oh, yeah, yeah. We have some exciting news, and Randy's going to tell you about it.
We do have some exciting news, and I want to let everyone know kind of what we're doing and promote a challenge to each and every one of you. As you know, the trustees from time to time look around the church and take the facilities that we have, things that we might need to have either improved or changed. And they have done that. And those items that are being considered is replacing the floor covering in the fellowship hall and the gymnasium, the lower hallway, entryway, and up and down the steps. Replace the lighting in the sanctuary. Audio and video changes here, which would put a screen on either side up high that would make the visibility a little bit better, and also the sound would be improved. And these techie people like Eric and Weston and Doug and Bill and all those, they say that'll make it work. So I don't know anything about that. Then also painting of our exterior education wing, that needs to be done. It's in poor shape. That'll be done, and then we'll and it's going to be painted the same color as the annex building. We've already made a couple improvements on the roof, both on the annex and on the church building. That's been done, and then the additional screen that's been added to the back of the church, that has already been done. And all of these things, as you well know, take money. For instance, just this week, we've had an air conditioner go out that is going to be replaced right away, and you have to pay for that and make those changes. The trustees, they have presented to the finance team these items that they would like to have done. The total cost of all of those is going to be somewhere around $55,000 to $56,000, and that sounds like a lot of money, but it's not something that is not attainable. When that was presented to the finance team, it was determined that we would like to have at least half of that, approximately $30,000, in hand before we start the project. So the trustees and the finance team we're going to issue a challenge to you, members of the First Church or friends of First Church, that we would like to raise $30,000 in 30 days. And that may sound like it's a little aggressive, but when you stop and think about it, we can each do our own little piece of that pie. You can buy us 1 square foot of flooring for $10, or you can buy one of the new light fixtures. Those are going to be about they cost about $510, and $500 would make that purchase. Samples of the things that we're making the change is in the lower entryway coming into the fellowship hall, and the light fixture, that column there, is the light fixture, and then the flooring is there, the hardwood flooring that's a vinyl product, and then the solid. So you can see what we're doing. And so what we would like to do is challenge the church. Our initial goal is the $30,000 in 30 days. If you write a check or if you give cash, be sure that you make memo on it that our campaign is called Sharpen Our Edge or Capital Campaign, whatever is easiest for you. But we need to be sure that if you are making a donation to the Capital Campaign, that it gets into that category. So we're kind of off and running, and hopefully in 4 weeks' time we can come back and say that we've raised maybe $56,000. Maybe we'll raise it all and not have to borrow any money, which we, of course, we would like to do. But we do want to get $30,000 in 30 days. And keep in mind that someone has asked about the first thing that will be done will be the flooring downstairs. And we'll get that done first. And so,
a couple questions, Randy.
Yes.
If I want to buy 10 square feet, can I do that, or can I only just buy one?
No. You can buy as many as you want.
Okay.
It's $10 per square foot. So as many zeros that you want to add to that 10 is yours.
Now,
Janice.
This church means a lot to me.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Janice.
Wow.
Yay!
Awesome.
Okay. Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Praise God.
Dick, was that 1,000 or 10,000? I didn't quite hear.
Hold on. What's that?
Good for you. Wonderful. Wonderful. This almost feels like an auction here.
That's what I was thinking.
But praise God, I think we're all excited about what's going on in the church and all the activities. So praise the Lord that we have things that can do, and with all the activities, we want our facility to be the best that it can be. So thank God.
I do have another question, though. Now, is this part of my tithe, or?
No. We still have to pay for the electricity and the janitor work and salary. So this is over and above any pledge that you give to the general budget. That's a good point. We want to make sure that everyone understands that, because this is over and above that. We've still got our regular budget that we have to take care of.
Okay, thank you very much, Randy.